This is Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic, inviting you to join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality. Each week, we'll be addressing topics that are ultimately important to your health and to mine. Topics about prevention of disease, expressing greater well-being, more mobility, and vitality overall. Join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
And the clock is ticking away because we've only got till 12 o'clock noon, the top of the hour, for Dr. Tim Turlop and Turlop Chiropractic in the studio every week, as you just heard, 11:30 to 12 every Wednesday, your 30 minutes to vitality, a chance for you to listen in. He always has some information to share that's so important, just like the last couple of weeks we've been talking about the different vitamins and supplements that are so important to us and we need. And, of course, he carries those in his office. It's called the Core 4. You can get those through Turlop Chiropractic. That's drturlop.com online, or give their office a call at 352-666-2222. Spring Hill, North Cliff Boulevard. Make your next appointment with Turlop Chiropractic. And without further ado, the doc is in the studio. We're going to turn it over to him, Dr. Tim Turlop.
And good morning.
Yes. I understand your team is going to be somewhere Saturday evening.
So, yeah, we are indeed. So going to be watching a few cars crash in
car
there.
Car wrecks, yeah. Car you wrecks. Love car wrecks.
Car
don't you?
Wrecks.
No.
So, no. Only the controlled right. ones, right, yes, that are yes. in like a demolition derby right. like we're going to have on Saturday.
No ambulance chasers here.
Yeah, no, it'll be a beautiful thing, actually. It's a lot of fun.
It is. Right? It really is.
Anybody who hasn't been out there, actually, it's kind of a fun thing. I always thought it would be something I wouldn't really enjoy that much.
Yeah.
I'd never been. Oh. But once you went, it was like, wow, this is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, your office is supposed to be getting tickets to go. And
We will be there.
Looking
so, yeah,
to
if
it.
You haven't been to one, come on out on Saturday. It'll be a lot of fun. You'll really enjoy yourself.
I'm looking forward to it.
So, and this is 30 Minutes to Vitality.
Yeah.
Right, where we talk about vitality because we were built to be vital. That's, a fundamental thing that so many of us don't really grab, right? Because we keep hearing about diseases and this and the problems and blah, 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 blah. Right? But we were built to be vital. We just get interferences. We're either getting interferences in the form of things that we're getting that really need to go, or we're not getting stuff that we need to have. And once you get those, get rid of the bad stuff, get the good stuff in, you'll get vitality.
There's our vitality.
It's a vitality.
That's what we're
it's a beautiful
for.
Thing. Yes. Right? And one of the things that actually is really essential to that, and most of us wouldn't think of it. It's one of the things that a lot of us will walk around, not give it a lot of thought. And it's greens, right? So everybody knows, if you eat a salad, oh, it's good for me. I'll have a salad and that's a healthy thing to eat. Right? Great. And that's absolutely correct. But greens are a whole lot bigger than that because the research on greens, and believe it or not, there is so much research on greens and green leafy vegetables that it's amazing. I mean, so much. It's incredible.
Right.
And what the research boils down to, which is something that we wouldn't think about, but the populations on our planet that actually consume the greatest amounts of green leafy vegetables literally have the greatest longevity and have the lowest levels of the chronic diseases, right? So they're actually healthier, longer, and they live longer, which is a wonderful recipe, right? So I don't necessarily want to live longer if I'm not well and vital, right? I'd rather have a lot of quality and a shorter period of time rather than a long period of time and not feel well,
right?
Yeah. So, which just makes sense. I think everybody would kind of go, yeah, right? Most of us would. I've met a couple of patients who go, no, as long as I'm alive, I don't care how I feel. I'm like, okay, that's a little weird, right?
Yeah.
But okay, right? So we all have our choices, right? But greens are a vital way to do that. Now, one of the things we want to start out with is there's a fancy thing, and whether we like or hate the CDC at this point, which is the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, which is kind of our nation's, dare I call them the watchdog, if you will, of all things health, right?
Yeah.
Supposedly. Right?
Supposedly.
So, yeah, and most of the time they do a pretty good job with some stuff, but then other times they're a little weird. And we've been hearing good and bad in the last 6 months about the CDC, right?
Yeah.
Normally they're pretty okay. And one of the things the CDC even has is research and studies that they rock through about greens. And they also say this exact same thing that I just said, right? That for the greatest longevity and the lowest disease statistics, greens are the most significant thing we can eat. And a lot of people would say, well, I thought it was going to be like fruits, And I thought it would be other vegetables mm-hmm. that I have, tomatoes and other things that would be there, my corn and my peas and my... You go, those are all great, right? But greens pack the most nutritional punch.
Now, you say eat, but you mean consume.
Consume.
Okay, good.
And well, there's lots of ways to consume
right.
greens.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And we want to talk about that, too, a little okay. bit. But it's making sure that we're getting those greens. And the CDC even comes out with something, and it's actually, it's called the ANDI score, A-N-D-I. It's an acronym, A-N-D-I, mm-hmm. kind of like NASA, right? It's an acronym. And what it stands for is the Aggregate Nutrient Density Index. And we'll say it one more time because that's kind of a mouthful.
It is.
It's the aggregate, meaning the combined
okay.
nutrient
yeah.
density
yeah.
index.
All right.
And what an ANDI score does is it looks at all the components of food. So so for the number of calories, which come from our carbohydrates, fats, and proteins, then it looks at things like phytochemicals, vitamins, minerals, all that good stuff, and it puts it together, it aggregates them, puts all that stuff together to tell us what the nutrient density, how much nutrition we're going to get, and the index just means it's a list.
Okay.
Right, so it takes the foods and it goes, okay, let's look at these things and see what gives you the biggest nutritional bang for the buck, and it rates it from 1,000 down to zero.
Yeah.
Right. And we could go through the whole list one day. We should do that. That's
yeah.
kind of an interesting, fun thing to do because things surprise the heck out of
you. I would never thought.
When you look at the ANDI scores for certain foods, you go, I thought that was really healthy.
Yeah.
And you go, well, I guess it's not. Right.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is the 1,000, actually, when you to get 1,000 score,
mm-hmm.
right, there's only a couple of them and they're dark green leafy vegetables. Mm-hmm. Right. And everything that's from the 750s up is all dark green leafy vegetables.
That's great.
Right. So yeah. that includes things like mustard green, uh-huh. spinach, bok choy, arugula, romaine, all your leafy even just your kale,
yeah.
All of the even just leaf lettuce.
Oh, okay.
Right. Is like a 770, just getting ahead of leafy green.
Uh-huh.
Right. Not romaine, I might add. Right. But the others are actually all up there. They're the kings of foods when it comes to what's the most nutrient dense thing I can eat? What's the healthiest thing I could possibly consume? Well, the ANDI scores tell us it's greens.
There you go.
Right. And as the research I just mentioned shows us, the more you consume, the better you are. So I wanted to cover a couple of the things that actually it actually will help us with. There's a bunch of them, and I'm just going to go through a few
okay.
That actually really, really help to actually put us over the top. And the first one, which we talk about a lot, right, is brain health. And we talk about aging and different things okay. that help us with brain aging and cognitive functionality as we get older, et cetera, et cetera. And greens are one of the things that really, really does that for us as well. Interestingly enough, the cognitive scores for people as we get older, the people that eat, and this is in the U.S. even, right? This isn't just if we went to the wilds of Paraguay, right, into the mountains and some indigenous tribe that's never seen a modern person,
okay.
right? This is in the U.S.
All right.
Right. So when you have people who actually consume the greatest amounts of greens, they score the highest on cognitive testing, meaning their brain function, their memory scores, their ability to actually collate information, to synthesize answers from questions, all that stuff is the highest compared to people who don't. And as a matter of fact, the highest group of green leafy consumers, uh-huh. literally in it's between 75 and 85 years old, will show a brain health of people 11 years younger.
Wow. Can I ask a question real quick?
Let that sink in.
Is this the only thing that they consumed during this period?
No.
No, really?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
You couldn't live on greens.
Right, I was
right?
going to say.
You,
but I thought maybe during that period of time.
Not gorillas.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
right.
Thank you.
So these are people who actually would do that regularly over time.
Okay.
So they're eating, now would they be eating some every single day? Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes, you know, two times a day, whether it be in a, we'll talk about the consumption. Could be a salad, could be in a smoothie, could be in a juice. Could be in some dehydrated kale here with a little bit of cayenne pepper on it, or you know, all kinds of ways you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But those people are consuming the greatest amounts
okay.
of them. 11 years younger in brain health.
Wow.
And the highest level of cognitive scores.
Whew.
Right? So is that a significant thing?
Yeah.
It's a huge thing, right? Because so many people, you know, get concerned about dementia and Alzheimer's and progressive cognitive decline, blah, blah. What's the simple way to do it? Eat your greens.
There we go.
Right? Eat a lot.
Mama was right.
You know what? The older I get, the more I have to say that.
Right.
Yeah. She's not here on this planet with us any longer.
Yeah.
But I keep having to go, doggone you, woman. You were right again.
Yeah.
Right? The older I get, the more I experience. I go, how did she know so much?
Mm-hmm.
but the woman did, for goodness sake. Right? And the next one, a lot of people, we had experienced a lot of people come to the office who talk about they bloat. Right? And they get into, so when I eat, I get my belly distends and I feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And it takes a long time for that sensation of extra fullness to go away. And a lot of times that's an imbalance of several things, but one of them is a mineral imbalance. Because again, with our processed foods today, mm-hmm. right, we get way too much sodium and we don't get enough potassium. Yeah. And potassium is one of the things that helps to eliminate that, to balance water levels in our digestive tract,
okay.
right, and flushes things through. So guess what happens to be really super high in potassium?
Spinach?
All of them.
All of them?
It does it. Now, to different degrees.
I'll take it. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Spinach is really high
it
in
is,
potassium,
yeah.
right, as well as iron and a few other things. Uh-huh. But it's one of the things that all of those greens are super high in potassium, and the people who actually eat the greatest amounts of greens actually experience the lowest level of abdominal bloating,
yeah.
and they also poop a lot more regularly,
there you go.
Right? Which, again, is another thing that we hear a lot from our patients, that they're uncomfortable, they're bloated, and they don't potty enough.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, anybody who actually has experienced not going to the bathroom knows it's not a comfortable feeling.
Heck no.
Of, you know, weighted down and heavy and full, and it's just not a good thing. It's also very unhealthy, as well as the feelings that accompany it,
yeah.
right? So for belly bloating, again, greens are one of the things that will do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes will joke, the third thing we'll talk about, and I joke about this sometimes when it comes to vitamin D with the omega-3s, which we talked about a lot for the last 3 weeks, right? With skin health for ladies.
Mm.
Ladies will all the time, and why do you think all of the, it's a multi-billion dollar industry, all of the cosmetics and the lotions and the skin potions and all that stuff to tighten your skin, to give you that youthful glow, to right, all that stuff. No, those other ones will help to do that significantly.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that actually greens have been shown to really cause a human being's skin to be radiant. Right, to glow, to actually get a really vital skin health as well. One of the biggest reasons for that, of course, is beta carotene.
Yeah.
Right, it's one of the things that comes with chlorophyll, which is what gives greens their green. Right, and it's actually when you, this is September, so we're coming into the fall months. Now, we don't get that so much here in Florida, but if you went up into Georgia and Tennessee and the Carolinas and blah, blah, right, as we start to get some colder nights. Right. It's the chlorophyll that changes colors, that takes it from the green that becomes, we won't talk about white happens in the leaves, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But from the greens to the reds and the yellows and all those beautiful colors.
Mm-hmm.
And those are what provide us all the really cool benefits from vegetables, is all those really cool colors. And chlorophyll is one of the ones. It's really, really rich in beta carotene. And it's actually the chlorophyll and the beta carotenes that accompany it that actually will create that. So again, the people who actually consume greens consistently. Now, it would be great if you could say, wow, I'll have greens twice a day for a week and my skin will become beautiful. Believe it or not, it will help.
Mm-hmm.
But it's doing it then for a period of time.
Yeah.
Right? Do that for 90 days, 6 months, right? And you'll see that difference in your skin. It's pretty incredible what will happen. And it also helps with detoxification through the skin, which is one of our biggest detox organs, is our skin, right? So it really helps facilitate. The other cool benefit to that, that we actually get when we consume greens as well, is because of the chlorophyll and the beta carotene, it literally becomes a natural sunscreen. People who eat them as well tend not to burn, right? Oh. And they heal significantly if they do get overexposed to the sun, right? So it becomes this internal sunscreen.
Yeah.
Right. You don't need an external sunscreen. I don't know what a sunscreen is.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out after the program, and I'll look that up and see if it's an actual thing. It's not. Right. But if we get that, it's an internal sunscreen that allows us the ability to protect our skin from the sun naturally from inside.
Ah.
Right. A lot of people go, is that possible? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the research bears it out.
You test the plants too.
And you test the plants too. It's kind of an amazing thing. Yeah. The other thing that we see when another one is stress relief, right? People go, wait a minute. Now that just sounds like really crazy and how that does that. Well, the green leafy vegetables are also really high in folate, right? Now, folate is one of those vitamins. It's vitamin B9. And folate is one of the, we call it a substrate. It's one of the fundamental building block. That's the best way, an easy way to say it. A fundamental building block of the neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin, right? It's one of the things our bodies uses to build those really cool neurotransmitters that diminish anxiety, that diminish stress, and does all those cool kinds of things, right? So we also really high in magnesium, and magnesium also has been shown to affect mood, right, as well as to actually affect the pliance of our blood vessels. So blood flow is easier, et cetera, right? But for stress relief, who would think about eating their greens on an ongoing basis? Like, if I suffered from an anxiety episode, would I think about sitting down and having a big salad to actually help with that? The answer is no.
Yeah, I was going to say. Exactly.
Right. But on a consistent basis, does it help to modulate the effect of stress? Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely does. And the research bears that out as well. The other thing that I always laugh, because you remember the commercials, and they're still out there, the Got Milk commercials, right? And they would do the Got Milk thing, and especially for bone health, right? Because presumably that had lots of calcium, and it would do that. And we all know the commercials of everybody with their white mustache, blah, 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 right? Yeah. So, right, so you got milk. Well, if you really want to get milk, right, to get for calcium for strong bones, and there are a lot of people listening right now who will say, well, yeah, I drink a couple glasses of milk every day to make sure that I have strong bones, right? Well, the research shows us that it doesn't do that.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, drinking milk consistently on a regular basis, the research is showing, don't throw stones at me, right? Mm-hmm. The research is showing it probably actually causes an increased risk of fracture, not diminished. Mm. But if you want to do that for bone health, right, your dark greens have so much calcium in them, it's ridiculous, right? So a great serving of greens will actually have far more than a glass of milk. Right. Absolutely. And it also has another element in all of the dark greens, vitamin K.
Okay.
Right. And we won't get into K1 or K2 and all the differentials. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Right. But it actually has vitamin K in it, which helps our bodies utilize that calcium in addition to our vitamin D. Right. So we really get this really great calcium utilization of it. So our bones are much stronger without the hazards of the milk. Right. Because we know from the research, again, it's not. Trust me, when I was first exposed to that 15 years ago, because I grew up in a household where my mom would go, you drink your milk.
Yeah, same here.
Young man, drink your milk, right? And then finally I was like, wait a minute. You have to say my mom was wrong on this one. Right? So, right, but it was, come on, that can't be true. But then the research, and guess what? I no longer drink milk.
Yeah.
Right? And it wasn't because I didn't like it. It wasn't, right? But it was because the research was showing me, milk is not good. And ultimately, I stopped drinking milk altogether, right? Because it's not healthful and it will not build my strong bones and keep me from fractures or osteoporosis. Just the opposite.
So even growing children, it's the opposite effect. They're,
exactly.
Because they think, growing up, you need to have this to be able to.
And you don't.
You don't.
Okay. Right? I hate to say it, but it was the ADA, the American Dairy Association.
Okay. I believe it.
That came out with that.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. And contrary to what the research was showing, it was promulgated against what we knew, which is kind of a bummer, but it is the fact. Now, healthy aging, right? Again, would somebody necessarily think, I think so I don't age as quickly or as much, I think I'll go ahead and eat lots of greens. Well, guess what? It's actually been shown to actually do that, particularly the cruciferous ones. You get broccoli, arugula, and there's several of the greens that actually fall into that, the cruciferous vegetables, that actually significantly retard aging. And we've talked on the program before about that fancy thing called a telomere, the ends of the DNA strands. And when that telomere is shortening, right, it actually will cause the cell to die.
Right.
So it's shorter and shorter and shorter and it dies. Well, we know that actually the people who eat the most greens again, the telomere is maintained. Cells don't age as much. And those people, that's why, again, they have better thought. Skin is healthier. We age less the more greens we eat. Interesting, right? I love that. Right. The other one is we talk a lot about inflammation.
Yeah.
And inflammation generally in the body being the beginning of so many diseases and problems in our bodies. And again, it really supports healthy inflammatory response in our bodies because of the things. There's lots of antioxidants and a fancy thing called polyphenols. And there are lots in the greens that do that actually help to actually support that response so we don't get as much inflammation, right? So can that then affect us on every other level for other diseases? every single one. Because if we dial back that inflammatory presence in our bodies, we don't get the sicknesses to the degree. Because it's that chronic low-grade inflammation. People go, yeah, but I'm 30. I feel great. Well, keep doing those things. I promise you, you won't. Yeah. It actually, it's cumulative over time. And we know that inflammation is dialed back the more greens that we eat. And we talked about bloating. We talked about elimination. Mm-hmm. I didn't use the word elimination previously. I prefer the word pooping.
Well,
yeah,
right?
Body. Right? As we're going body as we do that. Right? But it actually will support optimal gut health.
Yeah.
Now, people, when we talk about probiotics, and we have on many occasions, there's a fancy thing that a lot of people haven't heard of called a prebiotic. Mm. Right? So what in the world is a prebiotic? Well, just think of it as fibers. Right? There's particular types, these insoluble types of fibers. They're the thing that the bacteria in your gut, those people call them probiotics, right? Mm-hmm. All those billions and billions of bacteria in our colons, that's what they eat, right? And where do you get a lot of fiber?
Mm-hmm.
Greens.
Oh.
Tons of it. So we actually see that the people who eat the most greens have the most diverse types of bacteria in their colon, the really good ones, mm-hmm. and they get different, many different species. It's much more diverse and much greater numbers. Right, because if I eat a steak, there's absolutely no fiber in it whatsoever. And not only does it not help it flourish, but it diminishes the count and then starts to limit the number of bacteria, the species that are in there. Mm-hmm. So we don't enjoy the benefit of a healthy gut. Amazing, right?
Yeah.
Right. The other thing that the greens will do is they'll help to detoxify us. We mentioned chlorophyll before. Right. It does lots of things. We talked about the skin, et cetera, and detoxification. But the chlorophyll in there as well has been shown to actually go ahead and bind heavy metals. So if we get exposed to mercury, to lead, to aluminum, to blah, 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 right, it actually binds with those heavy metals and helps us eliminate them out through our poop again as well. Another thing that greens do is it actually helps to boost the production of our normal digestive enzymes. There's kind of an old expression. I use it a lot. You say, oh, you are what you eat. My mom used to say that too, right? And I qualify that. We are what we eat, but we really are what we can digest and absorb, right?
Yeah.
So, which is kind of interesting. So again, with those bacteria in there, et cetera, it's only what you can digest, break down, and absorb. And digestive enzymes are critical to breaking down our food to make it available so that we can go ahead and actually absorb them and utilize those nutrients. And last but not least is immune function. Mm-hmm. Study after study has been shown how they actually will boost. You mentioned kale. You and I forgot kale and arugula and broccoli and those other cruciferous vegetables, right? Those dark greens, again, have been shown significantly to increase the motility, the ability of movement of our white cells, and significantly reduce risks of cancer. I mean, the cruciferous vegetables, we've got research that will show this. The first time this I saw this one probably, I don't know, 11, 12 years ago, the first piece of research I was exposed to that was showing that I was like, no, come on, right? Four servings of cruciferous vegetables a week will have the same anti-cancer effect as 32 servings of other vegetables and fruits.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Line me up.
Right? Four servings. The same as 30. So for a guy like me who's a vegetarian who's eating fruits and vegetables and blah, blah, blah all day long, to go, really? Seriously? I have four servings of this outdoes everything else I ate the entire rest of the week? Are you kidding me? Right? Amazing stuff because of its effect on the immune system. Yeah. Right? So greens, so if I want to live longer, I want to have less disease, I want to feel more vital, I want to look better, I want to have more energy, I want to have better elimination, I don't want to have bloating, I want to have better thinking as I age. Does it sound like maybe we have a little solution here?
Oh, yeah.
And I don't have to get a prescription. I don't have to go to CVS or Walgreens. I don't have to do that. All I have to do is whip it up and eat the greens, whether I eat it in a salad, whether I put it in a smoothie, whether you sprinkle it on other foods, whether I put it in soups and stews, right? You can put in tons of greens into a soup that you normally wouldn't think of. They wilt down, all the nutrients come out, and it's just delicious. And there's so many ways to do this, but greens are critical to our health, our well-being, and our longevity.
So forget got milk, get greens.
Amen.
Amen. Dr. Tim Turlip said it himself, and we appreciate Dr. Turlip in here every week to give us the information that we need for a healthier, more vital life. You can contact him at 352-666-2222. That's the number to his office, Spring Hill, North Cliff Boulevard. Check it out online, drturlip.com.
Let not your hearts be troubled.
We'll see you next week, folks.